Okay, today's daf is Bechoras daf Chaf Aleph, and we are on Chaf Amid Beis, five lines up, six lines up at the bottom, Tana Rabbanan, on Chaf Amid Beis. There will be a Ian Shir tonight related to Ruba de Isa Kaman and Ruba de Lassa Kaman. That'll be at 9:30 after Meirv. Okay, Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara Chaf Amid Beis. Gidia she yalda shalosh banos, v'chol benoseha yaldu shaloshanos. So if you see Rashi on the next Amud, there's a lot of Rashis. So there are a couple of different pshatim in this Gemara. So we're going to pick one of the pshatim that Rashi gives. So Tana Rabbanan. So the Braisa says, Gedia sheyalda shalosh banos. A Gedia, goat that had three daughters. V'chol b'noseha yaldu shalosh shalosh. And each of her daughters had three, all in the same year. She was born, and then she had three, and then her daughters had. So kula nichnosos ladir lehisasher. All of them can be the same year for hilchas meiser. They could all go in. They're all born the same year. So if you look, Rashi pshad in the middle of the next amud. Rashi says kula nichnos ladir to kulan yucholun lios noladin me elo laelo. It's possible for all of them, as we know, the first mission in Rosh Hashanah, that Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema is Rosh Chodesh Elul. So they all, as long as they're born from Elul to Elul, that is all Meiser Behema for the same year. Because we know you're not supposed to take Meiser Behema, you're not allowed to take from Mishana Lachaverta. So this is all, they could all be born in the same year, because, and therefore they could all be Meisered in the same year, altogether. So that is 12 animals, right? You have three times through the three mothers, and then each of the three mothers have three. So there's nine grandchildren, and then three mothers. That's 12 animals that could go and get meiser. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Anira Isi Sheisra Betok Shrasa. I saw, says Rabbi Shimon, that they took a meiser Betok Shrasa. Sounds like what? Rabbi Shimon's just saying, I saw it happen? Right, there's some kind of machlokas here, which we don't exactly know what it is yet, as we'll see. But first, the Gemara discusses why exactly is this case given? Lamali lamisni shalosh shalosh. Why do we say that each of the children, we'll call them, had three grandchildren, and altogether, therefore, there were 12 animals? You don't have to say 12 animals. Tolid chad minayu tlas v'inach tarti tarti. You could have one of the children have three, and the other ones have two. What do you have to have 12, end up with 12 animals? All you need is 10 animals to say that this is your flock for Meiser Behema. So one of the grandchildren could have two, one could have two, one could have three. So that is 7 grandchildren, plus the three mothers, that's 10. So what do you have to say in the case of 3, 3, and 3? So answers the Gemara, since one of the animals is going to have three, Tana Kulhu, the Aldu Shalosh Shalosh. You want to be even, and therefore you pick the case that they each have three. Valamali Labisti Shalosh Klal. 1 second. So nobody has to have three. Why? Lil Du Kulhu Tarti Vitedar Ihi Vitolid Bahadehen. Why doesn't each of the children have two babies, and maybe grandma had another baby? Right? The Safta had a baby, and then within the year she had another baby. As you'll see how this is going to relate to what we're talking about in terms of which animals are able to have babies within a certain amount of time. So says the, so why didn't you say that case? That it'll be parallel and just the mother would have one? So lema kasavar, let's assume why didn't the Brisa, the Tosefta, give this example? That the mother had another baby. Lema kasavar mitanefes in a choseres violetis betoch shnasa. Is this to tell me that this brisa must be saying that if somebody has a baby, if a mother has a baby, she's not, if she, even if she just has tinuf, she just has the dirty mucus come out. She doesn't even have an actual baby. Surely if she has an actual baby. But even if she just has tinuf, she won't have another baby during the year. And that's why you can't give that possibility of the mother having another one within the Elul to Elul. And therefore, that's why you have to give the case where the children, the offspring, had the babies. So is that what we should learn from this brisa? That this shita holds that you cannot have another baby within the year. And Rashi says, obviously, this is connecting to the machlokas we had before, the Tanakama of Rabbi Yeshua. Answers the Gemara now. Im timsi lomar mitanefes chozros the yoldas betoch shnasa yoledes vade ina chozros the yoldas betoch shnasa. Our discussion before was about tinuf. So you're right. Our brisa would tell you about yoledes. The reason that it doesn't say that possibility is because a gedia that had the offspring will not have another one for a year. So that's true. But tinuf, That's still open. And the discussion we had earlier on Amud Aleph of yesterday's daf, whether you're choshesh latinuf or not, and you, if you know there was a tinuf, you could assume that there is no bechar because this is a second animal. And if there was a bechar born within the year, could you assume that the beginning part was not even a tinuf? So that's not on the discussion in our Tosefta. Our Tosefta is just about leidas, actual leidas. Because actual leidas, that fine, we'll say that within the year, she's not going to have another baby, but for Tinuf, it is still open. Period. Okay, so that is the Braisa. So now we get into, okay, so what's the Machlokas between the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon, though? The Tanakhama said that if you have these 12 babies born within the year, they could all be Meisered. If you have, and Reb Shimon says, yeah, I saw them all Meisered within the year. So what's the Machlokas? Reb Shimon is just giving I saw it. There's got to be a Machlokas here. So I'm Reb Shimon. Once we're here, though, just to mention it, we'll have one Dvar Agada today. We'll mention it again, hopefully, in the last parak. The last parak is all about Meiser Behemah. As we mentioned, the name of the parak is Meiser Behemah, starting at Daf Nun Gimel. That's the last parak in the Masechta. So if you remember of Rav Pam, we always like to call Rav Pam in the context of Meiser Behemah. Pam says, if you have 12 animals, so what do? You don't just figure out 10%, 1.2 of the animals, but you dafka have to pass them through the gate. And you have to go 1, 2, 3... Why can't you just take 10% of your animals? Or you have 100 animals, give 10. You have 12 animals, so why can't you just take 10%? So Rav Pam says, because if you think about it, it's somewhat difficult to give Meiser Behemah. I only have 10 animals. I'm gonna have to have one. Again, Meiser, I'm going to keep, but I have to treat it as, as a carbon. So why is it that the Torah mandates that you have to go through the gate? And we'll learn all about all the details about the significance of going through the gate, even if it's not number 10. And I called it number 10. And even if I called it number 9, if it's number 10 going through the gate, all the statuses of Kedusha that are conferred to these animals. So says Rav Pam, Adarak Drush, because when you pass it through, it goes like, we say, 1, 2 for me, 3 for me, 4 for me, 5 for me, 9 for me, 1 for Hashem. So we realize in the way that the Torah mandates it, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu really gives us. 90%! We get 9! We get 9. One of them is, we could give away. But we get 9, right? We're happy with with the assets, and we appreciate the assets that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, which Hashem will talk more about in the Parsha Shir this week when we speak about the Pachim Ktanim. But hopefully we'll get back to that. But Beis Hashem, okay, now we continue. Amar Reb Shimon, Ani Reisi Gedia. So Reb Shimon says, I saw a Gedia that had the babies within a year. Right, we see Istra B'toch Shanasa. So, my Ika Bein Tanakama L'Rabbi Shimon. What's the difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon? So, we had three possibilities yesterday. What was the difference between the Tanakama and... What was the difference between Rabbi Yeshua's Svara and Rabbi Yeshua's Gemara? What his Mesorah was and what his Svara actually was. So, those same three differences are going to be brought right here to tell me maybe that's the difference between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, plus a fourth that we'll have here. But let's first do the ones that we had yesterday. So, my Ika, Bein Tanakama L'Rabbi Shimon. So, number one, Ika Binayo de Ze'iri. Maybe the difference is Ze'iri. Ze'iri, who we said yesterday, that an animal, after she is mitanefes, will not be mekabelas a zachar for 30 days. So, therefore, if, for example, the case that Ze'iri was speaking about was if on day one of the seventh month she has tinuf, so then, the first time she could become pregnant is the first day of the eighth month. First time she could have a baby, 5 months for a behemah daka, will be the following year. So if you see a baby that was born within the year, what do we say? So if you hold up Ze'iri, so then we would say it must be that the beginning event was not tinuf, because it's impossible for this baby to have been born with the 30 days and with the 5 months. So it must be that this is the Bechar. And the first thing was nothing. Masha'enkin, according to, if you don't know of Ze'iri, you wouldn't say that. Same thing here. So, Ika Benad de Ze'iri. Tanakama is Le de Ze'iri, and therefore this would be a Bechar. Rabbi Shimon less Le de Ze'iri. Or, not a Bechar. It would be that it would be, these babies were born, and it's all within the same year, because this is about Meiser, not about Bechar. And the other sheet that does not hold of Ze'iri, and therefore could we be that it is the it could be that it's the it's also within the year. It's like the Ze'iri, so it'll be the following year, and Ze'iri would have to be within the year. V'ibayaseima to call the amo is the Ze'iri, or the other shita. Everybody holds up Ze'iri, that 30 days, the baby, the mother is not mekabeles zachar. And the machlokas is whether it's possible for an animal to have a premature birth, or we assume that all of them are full. Latanakama einu yoledes lemukutan. For Tanakama, there is no premature birth, and therefore it's got to be full. And therefore, if the baby is born at the end, it must be that the original thing was not tinuf. L'Rabbi Shimon, yoledes. Rabbi says no. It's possible that it could be yoledes lemukutan, and it could be that the first event was an actual tinuf. V'ibayaseima. Number three.
Chazaka in the Mishnah that nothing happens before a year, at least for these animals.
The chazaka in the Mishnah, which one?
Eiz bashnasa and.
Eiz bashnasa. Yes, so we're talking about that. There's only one, but we don't know how. The children are within the year.
Yeah, I mean.
So eiz bashnasa. So within the year.
Within the year.
Absolutely, but that was the issue of maybe this was tinuf beforehand. That's it. Within the year, one birth. But maybe not two, you could have a tinuf and a leda within a year. That was the discussion in the Mishnah.
Were born and that they gave birth also.
Right.
Within
the children were born and they gave birth, right. Let's say the mother had them on Rosh Chodesh Elul. So then within the year they could have a baby. They could have one baby.
So didn't we say that if I become a guy, then and it's within the year, you can have a chazaka, that is
that. That if you have the baby within the year, you can assume
that's the bechar.
But then the Rabbi Kiva said maybe there was tinuf beforehand. Right, so tinuf could get out of bechar. So they could have one. The mother could have more. That was the suggested possibility before. The other possibility is that maybe everybody agrees they're not yoledes mekutan, and really animals all go full term. As we said yesterday, according to the Tanakama, we do not say mixas hayom ke kulo. According to Rabbi Shimon, we do say mixas hayom ke kulo. There's a discussion I mentioned it a little bit, the Chiddush of Rav Shechter in the name of the Rav, but just to talk a little bit more about it right now, Hilchos Avelos, the end of Yaradeya. So the Rav Shechter quotes from Rav Soloveitchik in Siman Yud Zayin of Big Vatzon. He starts off with a question. The question that some of the Gaonim deal with, as I mentioned yesterday, and that is, why don't we say Mixiyeh Kekulo on Shabbos? Right, obviously, it's what we call a klutz kasha, where we know there's going to be an answer to this. We know there's some answer. You just got to formulate the answer. We see Mixiyeh Kekulo on the last day of Shiva. We see Mixiyeh Kekulo on Lag BaOmer. We see Mixiyeh Kekulo on the first day of Shiva. So why don't we see Mixiyeh Kekulo on Shabbos v'chulu as well? Right? Or the question that the Gaonim ask at the end of Tainis, Dekayim along the Kol Mitzvahs on August B'Av on August B'Tisha B'Av, we know there's a parallel between Tisha B'Av and Avelus, Dekayim along the Bein B'Avelus Yeshiva, U'Bein B'Avelus Shloshim, Mixes Yem Kekulo. So why don't we say Mixes Yem Kekulo on Tisha B'Av? Why don't we say it on Tisha B'Av? Are we saying on the other days of Avelus, of Shiva, Tisha B'Av is more Chamor? So that was the question. So then he quotes from the Gilyon HaShas of Yosef Engel there in Nazir Dafhe, who asked the Kasha about Shabbos and Yontif, and the answer that Yosef Engel gives is that you don't say Mixas Yom Kekulo, sorry, you say it, the theory is the Dafka bin Yonei Tumah Va'Avelus Amrin and Hachi Bechtei Lomaid Bahem. Avelus and Tumah is like something negative. So that's why we say Mixas Yom Kekulo there, to be Mamaid it. Small, we only want to have less of it. Aval b'yani kedusha and yani simcha is a Shabbos yontif. We don't want to minimize Shabbos or yontif. We want to have as much Shabbos and yontif as we can have. So therefore, amen anachon. We're not going to minimize it. Adaraba menorah lahosiv michal al hakodesh, and that's ulazero meis hakasiv malei shavuazos. Yesterday, last week's parsha, right? Malei shavuazos, right? When it comes to simcha, we are going to fill it up. So that's what he quotes from the Rama Mipanu. Gilyon HaShas himself does not like it because he says, "What about Nazirus? Nazirus is also kedusha, and we say mixes yom kekulo there." So then Rav Shechter quotes from the Chiddush from the Rav that we said yesterday: the inyan mixes yom kekulo lo shayach ela bimalos. Mixes yom kekulo does not apply by days. If you have a specific day to do something, you're not going to say Mixas Yom Kekulo there. It only applies by accounting of a period of time. V'haya nir lafarish, d'inyin ziva, v'avelus, v'cherem, enim yamim hakvuim beluach, ela nosafim heim al haluach, v'shayachim dafka la'adam hazeh befrat. To a specific person. Not everybody is counting the same. V'davka b'kiyai gavna, shayach lomer Mixas Yom Kekulo. Aval Shabbos v'yantif. Mashiach Lomer Mixas Yom Kekulo Halasof Hayom Vodayin Shabbos Vodayin Yontif Lefi Aluach. By a calendaric day, you cannot say that. So suggest Rav Shechter, same thing by Tisha B'Av. Yes, Tisha B'Av has elements of Shiva and Shloshim and Avelus, but one does not, it's not a time, we have the 3 weeks, that's true. But Tisha B'Av is inherently a day, right? It's called a moed by the Navi. And there's Mishnechnas, right? We shouldn't have certain mazel and certain events that you should not go into when it comes to Tisha B'Av from Rosh Chodesh Av. Why? Because it's a certain, it's not a period of time that I personally am counting, right? Which would reflect that it's a period of time, it's not these dates itself. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, it's the day itself. But here it's Yom Miyuchad Baluach. And by Yom Miyuchad Baluach, Lo Shayach Klal Lomar, Mixas Hayom Kukulo. And then Rosh Hashanah says, they say it by all the fast days. By all the fast days, you can't say Mixas Hayom Kukulo because those are Yomim Kavu and Baluach. As the Navi says, the Las Lavo, the Navi in Zechariah, I think, they're going to be changed to days of Yantif. If somebody takes upon themselves a tainus, so then there's a specific issues of tainus. Once you get it through chatzos, you're right, but it might be mixed up with kugel there because there's not a din in the luach. But again, the guy through do the gemara's in tainus again about the personal days. When did it rain? And it might be the neder. If you accepted a neder to fast till a certain time, then you might have to do that. But then there's one other important ha'ara, that Mixazim Kukulo has two requirements. Number one is what we just said, melos. But there's another requirement suggested by the Rav to answer up a seer in the Shulchan Aruch. In Simin, Shin Tzadik He, Sif Aleph, that's where Shin Tzadik He Aleph. Do you say Mixazim Kukulo by Lel Shvi'i of Shiva? Or Lel Shloshim of Shloshim? So that is a stira in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Kiva Sha'amdu Menachmin Me'etzel, this is Shin Tzadik He Aleph. Once the last day of Shiva, we know the last day, you go to the Avil in the morning, and once the Menachemim leave in the morning, seventh day, last day of Shiva, Kiva Sha'amdu Menachmin Me'etzel Avil B'Yamashvi, Mutter B'chal Advarim Sha'asir B'Yam B'toch Shiva. To Mixas Hayam Kakulo, Loshna Mixas Yom Shvi, Loshna Mixas Yom Shloshim, Kiva Sha'anet Sachama B'Yom Shloshim, Bitlu Mimenu Gzera Shloshim. That's it. Says the Rama, Ubedinos Elu Shein Menachemim Regilim Lavo B'Yom Zayim, Tzorach Lahamtin Atshash Regilim Menachemim Lavo. If nobody comes to pay a Shiva call on the morning of the seventh, you gotta wait till the time when people normally would have come to pay a Shiva call and wait till after their time. Kay Nirali, Udulo Kamashi Regilim Lahamtin Shah Al Hayom, De'ena Davar Tali Rakba Amidas HaMenachemim. The Din is not Tali on the Yom, is the Din in the Amidas HaMenachemim, when they leave. So it's clear, the Shulchan Aruch says that the night time is not good enough. Shulchan Aruch says beferish. You got to wait till the morning of. But if you look in the next sif, mamash the next sif, Shama Shmua Rechoka Balayla, Shmua Rechoka. Let's say if it's when the halachis that somebody has to keep avelos for a day. Shmua Rechoka, they heard it a long time after the p'tira took place. Kivan Desagi B'sha Achas Salka Afilu Balayla. Even an hour at night. So asks the Achronim right here, right? Why is it in Sif Aleph? Nighttime is not good enough for Mixas Yom Kukulo when it comes to Shiva and Shloshim. Mashaki, when it comes to Shmua Rechoka, nighttime is good enough. That's the kasha that the Achronim ask on this Shulchan Aruch. So Rav Shechter quotes the Rav. Shemati Kvod Rabbeinu. Divepshuto Hainir Latarets. De Shiny Shmua Rechoka. De Ein Geder Dino. Shetiknu Chacham Mavel. I'm sorry, this is still continuing the Chiddush that we said. We'll get to the second one in a minute. De Ein Geder Dino. Shetiknu Chachamim Avelus Liyom Echad. It's not that Chazal or Mesakein one day for Shmua Rechoka. No, el de maspik shah achas mi de mitzvos yom kukulo. The ikar tatano was shah achas. When it comes to Shiva and Shloshim, it was a din of 7 days. If it was a din in days, you could say the end of the day is mitzvos yom kukulo. Mashenkin, if the whole takana was shah, so then one wouldn't need to wait the entire time. That's not based on the principle of Mixas Yom Kukulo. It says the Shulchan Aruch, even the Sagi, B'Shah Achas, that would be good enough. Because it didn't in Shah Achas, that was the Takana of Shmua Rechoka. But just, this is the seer that I wanted to get to. And that is, if you look later on in Siv Gimel, Do you say Mixas Hayom Kekulo on the last day of Yud Beis Chodesh? This is what I wanted to mention. The last day of Yud Beis Chodesh, there's no Mixas Hayom Kekulo even on the day. Even on the day. We just said that there's no Mixas Hayom Kekulo by anything at night. But day, yes. What about Yud Beis Chodesh? So this is the halacha. This is Shin Tzadikei. By Shiva and Shloshim, there's Mixas Hayom Kekulo by day. Misha meis avivo imo, brosh chodesh nisan, lo amrinan, bechavtes ba'adar sha'acharav, mixas hayom kekulo. El atzarech linhog, dvarim ha'asurim biyud beis chodesh, ad sheyichanis rosh chodesh nisan. So you have a complete year. Rosh chodesh nisan is the yard site. You got to get through the following rosh chodesh nisan. But what do you mean? If you say you want a complete year, you should go to the last day of the year. Why do you say mixas kekulo? And then it says v'nagul lahosif od hayom shemais bo aviv imo linhog bo din yud beis chodesh v'nachanu. Okay, on the yard site. But this is a stira. So why is it by yud beis chodesh you don't say mixas kekulo even by the day? Mashiachim when it comes to shiv and shloshim. So says Rav Shechter didafka b'midi. This is for quoting here. I can read it inside. But what's the difference? So the Taz quotes the Shuas Adeshin that says maybe Mixas Hayom Kekulo is only by a din that has to do with Yamim. Mixas Hayom Kekulo. But something that has to do with Chadashim, you don't say Mixas Hayom Kekulo because what's the ingredient? What's the breakdown of a year, a month? You don't say a year. You don't say it's a din of. You know, we call it Yud Beis Chodesh. We don't call it 365 days for a parent. We call it Yud Beis Chodesh. Mixas Hayom Kekulo, the notes that Kalim here say, is only a din of making the last day shortened, not the last month. Tadavka b'mila, t'tali b'yomei, hu t'shayach din zeh b'yom ha'acharon, ach ba'avelos, Yud Beis Chodesh, t'tali b'chadashim, ach, sh'ach chodesh, mitzurech hu miyamim, but still, because it was a din of chadashim and not yamim, you wouldn't say Yud Beis Chodesh. That is what the Nosek Kalim say. But the Rav Shechter adds, and this is the second ingredient that I mentioned before. Maybe there's another difference between Shiva and Shloshim and Yud Beis Chodesh. By Shiva and Shloshim, there are Nihugim that we do. There are positive activities that one is involved in. Mixas Hayom Kekulo requires not only has to be Mixas Hayom Kekulo, but also there has to be some type of positive, active nihug that one is involved in. That we can say, oh, you were nohag part of this day. It's considered part of the day. But if all there are negatives, things that one is not allowed to do, there's nothing positive, so then you can't say Mixas Hayom Kekulo there. Because what do? You didn't do something. Sheval Tasa is not good enough for Mixas Hayom Kekulo. You need a positive nihug. The Bavilus Yud Beis Chodesh Leka Nihug Klal. Did you Mixas Hayom Kekulo Gidro Desagi Bin Nihug Betchilas Hayom Acheron Shel Hamalos? Together Chiyav Avilus De Shiva Hainu Sheyinavel Avilus Atzmo Bin Nivol Maruba. Together Avilus Shloshim Sheyinavel. It's a positive nivol to what is it? It's not to shave, but it's to put yourself into a menuval state. That's the kiyum of the nihugim of Avelis. It's not just an iser nivel. And that's why, when does it end? It ends when somebody says, you know what, you need a shave. Or when somebody would say that. Because it's in the state, the positive state of nivel. And that niug could apply by Shiva and Shloshim. Achin Geder, what about Yud Beis Chodesh? Is just, what's the mahus of all of the halachas of Yud Beis Chodesh? Not to put myself in a situation of enjoyment. But it's all the negative. Why? That's why it's just like by Nida. Why by Nida? It's also amazing. By Nida, Daraisa, there's no Mixas Hayom Kekulo. She has to wait a full 7 days after she has the first Riyah. She goes to the mikvah that night. A Zava on a Daraisa level, she goes to the mikvah by day. She go to the mikvah, but during the 7 days, she has to wait till the night to make sure that she doesn't have a re'iyah that's so saris. What's the difference? You need then zava, or it says Rav Shechter beautifully. A zava has a positive requirement of bedikos, shiva nekiyim. So a positive bedikos she has to do, she has to create them. That's a nihug. A nida has to do nothing. A nida waits 7 days, at the end, she checks, she's clean, boom, she goes to the mikvah. So it's the same beautiful chiluk. A nida, you don't say mitzvah kekulo by, because there's no nihugim. Even though it's a personal counting of malos, Mashenki and Azava has a niyug, and therefore one does by Zava one can use Mixas Hayom Kekulo. Okay, those are a couple of issues. But again, just to summarize, there's a lot more here. But Mixas Hayom Kekulo applies when one has a personal counting of a time period. And number two, when there is something positive that is done during that time period. If you're missing one or the other, so then you wouldn't have Nixiyah Kekulo. If you're missing the positive niyog, that's why Yud Beis Chodesh doesn't have it. That's why Nida doesn't have it. If you're missing personal time period, that's why Shabbos and Yontif don't have it. What about Lag BaOmer? So one could say there is a, are there, first of all, that's all on a Drabbanan level. The whole period, it's all, not even on a Drabbanan level. It's all a Minhag. So it's all in Minhag, right? There's nothing in Shas. This has come up before. In Shas, all that's mentioned in Yevamos, in the Samach Beis, says there, the Rebbe Kiva's Talmidim died between Pesach and Shavuos. That's all it says. It doesn't say anything about Dinei Avelos. And you think about it on a Daraisa level, the Ramban says in Parshas Emor that the time period between Pesach and Shavuos is an amazing time period. He calls it Cholamoid. Cholamoid of just like Sukkot has a Cholamoid, this is like the Cholamoid. So you would think that it's something special, amazing, we're building up the Kabbalah Satorah, but at some time during the Gaonic period, what's not in Shas, sometime during the Gaonic period, Minhagim Avelos started. The Torah quotes the Gaonim that say that first was weddings. That was the first as weddings. And then came haircuts. And then at a later time period came music. But it's all in the world of Minhag, so it's hard to put our finger down of the Minhag was only enacted and accepted, you know, mixing up a kula. We're not talking about dinim there. Obviously, now it's a dinim because it's in Shulchan Aruch. But the Shulchan, it's Machlokes V'Chayav Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch says you don't hold a mixing up a kula there, right? Svaradim require a complete 33, and Ramah holds mixing up a kula. I don't know, maybe you could say it is personal, but where's the Nihug? Unless they were misakein, it should be in a state of Avelos, like Shloshim. Something like that. But again, that's it's less bothersome because that's all based on the minhag. The question is, what was the Kabbalah of the minhag at that time? It doesn't have to fit into the exact same categories. Vaiter, so that's mixing up Kekulo. Good. We'll have like three shiurim today. Next. The Bayesema, getting back to our Gemara, three lines for the bottom. Bayesema, what's another difference between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan? Again, what are we talking about? Remember the case. 12 babies born in the same year. The Tanakhama says that's the dinner. Shimon says, yeah, I saw it. Yeah, so what's the machlokas? We have three possibilities. Last one, Iba Yisema, Tukuli Amal Amrina, Mixiyam Kekulo. Maybe everybody would agree, Mixiyam Kekulo. V'hacha, b'mechusar zman, nichnas ladir l'his asr kamiflagi. The machlokas is by a mechusar zman. Mechusar zman means, we know the Pasuk says in Parshat Emor, that you're not allowed to bring a carbon until the baby is 8 days old. The Rabbeinu Bachai connects Bris Mila, also being a Mechusar zman. Right? And this is just like we're giving a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we do Bris Mila to our sons. So that's Mechusar zman. So Mechusar zman, meaning what? The animal is born within the year, but it's not going to be roy for a carbon until after the year. It's a mechusar zman. So it's born now, so could you put a mechusar zman in the fence? Does it go within the world of Meister Behema, even though it's not right to bring us a carbon today? That's what the machlokas is about. If you look later on, the Mishnah says mefurish, one shita. The Mishnah says mefurish, but later on daf, nun zayin amid aleph. Nun Zayin Amid Aleph, this last parak is all about Meister Behema. The Mishnah says, Hakol Nechnasun Ladir L'Zaser. Everything goes into the deer, chutz, except for Kilayim Trefa Yotzei Dofen, Mechusar Zman, right there on the list. Mechusar Zman does not go in. That's what the Mishnah says. Rabbi Shimon argues. Rabbi Shimon says Mechusar Zman does go in. Right, but Hatanya, as the Brisa says, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon Mechusar Zman Nichnas Ladir L'Hisaser V'Hari Hein Kibachor. It's just like Bechor Mechusar Zman. Why? Ma Bechor Kadosh Lifnei Zmano V'Karev La'Achar Zmano. Just like Bechor has kedusha immediately when it's born, and yet it cannot be brought as a carbon until 8 days later. Mechusar Zman Kadosh Lifnei Zmano V'Karev La'Achar. So to Mechusar Zman. So you learn Mechusar Zman from Bechor. Stop there for a minute. There is a big question in the Achronim. The Mishnah Malach has a long discussion of this. He was the one that made this famous, but really all the Achronim discuss it. What's the Svara? Why is there a halacha Mechusar Zman? Why can't I bring a carbon until it's 8 days old? I'm allowed to eat a carbon when it's a day old, right? I don't have to wait. I don't have to wait for the animal. If what? Says the Rambam. Mitzvahs asay lahakrav kol hakarbanos miyom hashmini v'hala. It's mitzvah daraisa. Umiyom hashmini v'hala yeiratze. Mitzvahs asay daraisa to bring a karban on day 8. And not earlier. V'kol shev asay yamim hu nikra mechuser zman. V'af al pisha mechuser zman pasol. Im avar v'hikrivu eino loke. If I'm makriv, a day 6 old baby, I don't get malchus. Mepnei shu lav haba mechlal asay. Because there's no los asay here. Just an isser asay. So say, but the Rambam counts this as a mitzvah daraisa. Mitzvah asay daraisa to bring an animal from day 8. Ask the Mishnah Lamelech, is the whole issue of mechuser zman because you're not sure if the baby is a viable offspring? Is it all based on the chashash nefel? What if you know then that it's kol lo chadashav? What if you know this is a baby that is a full-term baby and it's going to last and it's viable? Can I then bring it before? Because the Gemara in Shabbos, quotes the Mishnah Melech, compares day 30, day 8 of a karban, to day 30 of a baby. Why do we wait for Pinyon Aben to for day 30, 31? Because there's a chashash nefel. Let's say we would know kol lo chadashav, right? So would we theoretically be able to do Pinyon Aben earlier? But we wait. But say, ask the Mishnah Melech, what about by an animal? Right? Can you be makrivit? And he quotes all different back and forth. If you know by chulin, am I allowed to eat the animal? As long as I know it's not a trefa, it's not a it's kam lo chadashav. I'm allowed to eat it on day 1, but you can't be makrivit. But is the reason that you can't be makrivit purely because of chashash nefel or not? He says the maskana, it must be gzeiras hakasef. It must be that mechuser zman isn't purely based on chashash nefel, because all the sources seem to say, even if you, or there is no source that says beferish, that if it is kol lo chadashav, you'll be able to bring it earlier. And he quotes, that's how, mistama, you understand the psukim. You have this element, other, besides chashash nefel, you have this added element. This added element also is what is used to explain the Rambam. The Ravid argues on the Rambam. The Ravid says, how could you count this as a mitzvah seh daraisa? Bringing the animal day 8, that's just a din min adinim. That's an isser asay. There's a mitzvah asay daraisa. Says the Ravid in the Minyan HaKatzar, ein wazeh tam. Okay, that's the classic Ravid. Right, I know what the Rambam's doing. Why is he counting this as a mitzvah? In mitzvah samach. V'ulai lav haba mechlal asay asay. But the Ravid does not like it. So why does the Rambam count it as a separate din? So if you look in the mitzvahs hamelach, Rabbi Simen Sefer on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says it must be the shnei dinei mechuser zman ne'emru bakachim. There are two dinim of mechuser zman. One is the chashash nefel element, and that applies even to chulin. But then there's an added element that only applies to kachim that you learn out from din. It doesn't. What the Gemara says, you learn it out. Lila l'kedusha v'yom l'hartza. Right, you're allowed to be makdish it the night before, but you're not allowed to be makriv it until the next day. The after chashash nefel paka b'lel shmini. There's no more chashash nefel on lel shmini because you could eat it if it was chulin. There's another element. Mechuser zman has two elements, and maybe because of that second element, that's why the Rambam counts it as a separate mitzvah asay de'oraisa. That's what the mitzvah Melech suggests. Just the chashash nefel element, you wouldn't count it. You wouldn't count it separately. Okay, but that is the big discussion. Again, we have more, but we'll stop there. Related to mechuser zman. Mechuser zman cannot be brought, is not nichnas l'dir, because it's not a carbon yet.
So what does that mean in terms of, are they now putter from the whole
thing? No, lechara would be the following year. They'll be the following years. I don't think they're putter, it would be the following years. Be nichnas l'dir l'zaser afterwards. Again, the fundamental element here being, how much is mechuser zman a hafka? Meaning, if you say that it could be nichnas l'dir, it is a potential carbon. There's a problem with it. The other day it might hold is a real hafka. It's nothing beforehand. And therefore, it can't be bring it in. Okay, but let's get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, what's Reb Shimon's makar? You learn it from Bechar. You compare mechuser zman to Bechar. So ask the Gemara, v'adi yalef mi Bechar, neilef mi kachim. Instead of learning it from Bechar, why don't you learn it from kachim? That what? Instead of learning it from Bechar, that you could have kedusha before the time that you can be makrivit, learn it from kachim, that what? That Rashi says, fourth line, Rashi says, if you're makdish a mechuser zman, the kedusha is not chal. That is Shitas Rashi in the Gemara, and Tosfos here agrees with it. In Dibur Maschal Af, he says Meiser Behema is different, but by Kachim, says Rashi here, says Tosfos here, if you're Makdish, an animal on day four, it's not Kadosh. That is a major machlokas in the Rishonim, Tosfos and Zvachim, and the Rambam seem to say it is Kadosh b'dieved. The Rambam compares it to a Baal Mum Over. If you're Makdish, a Baal Mum Over, it's Kadosh. Right, so anyway, that is an important machlokas. We'll go with Rashi's pshat though now, because it flows in the Gemara. So he asked the Gemara, why does Rav Shimon learn it from Mechuser Zman to say that it is Kadosh and Nichnas Ladir? Learn it from Kadshim. So, Mistavar mi Bechar avalei lemelech. No, Mechuser Zman and Bechar have a lot in common. Shekain, Goel Mum, Tmuras Achila. What are these four? Right, this is, what are we doing now? We're saying Mechuser Zman and Bechor have in common, in contrast to other Kachim. What are these four? Bechor and Meiser, right? That's what we're talking about here. Meiser, I'm sorry, Mechus is mine, meaning by Meiser. Meiser and Bechor, Goel. Goel means they cannot be redeemed in the normal way. Mum. Mum is if they get a Mum. Even if they have a Mum at the beginning, they still have the status of Meiser and Bechor, unlike other Kachim, which we had the Mishnah earlier. If it's Mum Kavua, Kodem Lehekdeshan, it does not have Kedusha. Tumuras, the halacha of Tumuras, their Tumura is not Hukrav. Special din, Tumuras Bechor, and Tumuras Meiser. Their Tumura is not Hukrav. And Achila. What does Achila mean? Rashi says it means, if it gets a Mum, you can eat it even without being Poda'it. By these two, unlike by other kachim. Tosa says, achila here means, you're allowed to sell it, you're not allowed to sell it in the normal place, in the itflis, in the marketplace, in order to eat it. Either way, but these are four parallels between Meiser Behema and Bechor. That's why you should learn Meiser Behema, Mechuser Zman from Bechor. So Gemara says, Adarabba, Mikachim Avlel Melef. You also have four parallels between Meiser and other kachim, different than Bechor. Shekain, Zachar, by Kachim and Meiser, it applies to not only males, Kadosh, and by Meiser and Bechor, you have to be, by Meiser and Kachim, you have to be Makdishit. By Bechor, it's automatic. Bimatanos, they are not considered Matnas Kahuna. Right, Meiser, you can eat yourself, and other kachim, you bring. It's not matanos kahuna. And the pashut, it applies to non-firstborns. A bechor is in contrast to all of these. It's only by males. It's only by bechor. It's kadosh automatically. And it's one of the manas kahuna. So basically, we rejected Rav Shimon's first raya. Rav Shimon says, how do I know that a mechuser zman is nichnas ladir? You know it from bechor. But the Gemara says, why should you learn it from bechor, which is parallel to in four ways? It's parallel to kachim in four ways too. So Gemara says different svara. Ela Rav Shimon havar havar gamir. He must be as gzeir shava. It's not just a limud of mamatzinu, but he has gzeir shava. Fine. Period. If you look in Meseches Temura, Temura daf tesam nebeis, the Shilu Kibetzes there asks, according to Rav Shimon, that a mechus b'zad is zichas ladir, we know an carbon asham has to be 2 years old. What if a makar of a carbon asham when it's 1 year old? Does that work? Yes, the Shiva Kubet says, Tema, according to Rav Shimon, Im Kain, Ben Shtayim, Vehevi Ben Shana, Nami Liktish, Tana Mechuser Zman. According to Rav Shimon, the Gemara there seems to say not that way. If you're Makdish and Asham in his first year, it should be Kadosh according to Rav Shimon, just like Mechuser Zman Nichnas Ladir. Answers the Shiva Kubet says, there's a difference between Mechuser Zman that we're talking about and an Asham within the first year. Mechuser Zman is something that applies to all Karbanos. So maybe that shows that it's not something inherent, it's something that's going to change. Masha Enkein, when it comes to Asham, by the fact that other Karbanos are kosher right now, and only this one is not kosher, that shows that it's Nidche. It's pushed aside now, different than others. Ava ben shana de chazil karbanos acherim, migra gara, kiva de chazil la'alma, v'kan dichui. And that's his Yom Kubet says his Svara, there's a difference between an Asham within its first year and a Mechuser Zman, in our case, that applies to all other Kabbanis. The Rishash there has a little different answer. The Rishash there, in the back of Temura, on Daf Yitesma Beis, the Rishash says that over here by a Mechuser Zman, the name of the animal doesn't change before and after day eight. Whatever it's called before, there it's called after. But by an animal, the first year and the second year, it's a different shame. It's a keves, it's a gedi, right? It quotes Gemara's elsewhere. It's a different shame behema. So that's why it's different. It's a much more fundamental problem of Mechus Rizman in those cases. You can't just say, oh, everything before the time is going to be equal. Mechus Rizman of 8 days are different than the a carbon that has to be brought when it's older. Okay, period. Hechi dami tinuf. What is tinuf? We've been talking about tinuf. What exactly is tinuf, where the dirty mucus comes out? It's not really a birth. So Amar Rava or Amar Rav, Kida Amri Ra'avasa Ditzlasa, like the shepherds of Tzlasa say, Atzar Chiyusa. Chiyusa means what gives its life, its uterus. Atzar is from the word Rashi says, Atzar Rachma. Ne'atzar Rachma. It's something got closed up here. It means something got closed up, the birth didn't go. And that's why this is the mucus that's coming out. Ushmuel Amar Ba'abue Dedama. Blood bubbles. That's what comes out. V'tzarech la'rosu l'chacham. And you got to show this to a chacham to know whether it was really an ubar and there's a p'tur from Bechora or not. Chacham ina yada. How does a chacham know about it? Right? He's sitting in the base medrash. How does he know what a tinuf is of an animal? So you could say, the Gemara could have answered, well, everything, every chacham has siyata d'shmaya and ritzon sod Hashem li reyav. Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, right, if Rosh Shlomo Zalman knew everything about electricity, why? Because he did his research. And that he put that with his unbelievable knowledge of Torah and was able to answer all of the questions about electricity and Shabbos. But it's not just if you don't know anything. And like we mentioned, you got to study a little bit and talk to doctors. Like we mentioned in Chulin, in Eil Trefas, the amazing story of the Chazon Ish, that somebody was asking him about a brain surgery, and he wrote a picture based on Eil Trefas about the brain, so that he gives it back and says, this is how you should do it. So again, did the Chazon Ish never talk to a doctor about anatomy? So he got it from Eil Trefas. But Lechora, there was Sod Hashem Lirev, 100%, there was a concept like that. But we also believe that a Chacham has to do his research. Here the Gemara says, how does he know about it? Right? So the Gemara answers, Amar Papa, you're right, Ruach Chacham. We're not talking about a great rabbi. We're talking about a wise shepherd. Right, we're talking about the Chacham and the wise shepherd, right? Chachma v'Gayim Tamin, right? So that's the wise shepherd. That's what we're talking about here. Okay, but what I just mentioned is really a big topic. Nobody should paskin based on what I just said. Okay, Amar Rav Chisda, Hare Amru, Yitzir Salabi Isharbam Yo. Rav Chisda says, as we know, a baby, a human baby, achieves its status as a fetus at day 40 from conception. Before day 40, there are number of nafkaminas, right? Rachman al-Hassan, if there's something, a major problem with a baby, a major birth defect, there will be kulas in terms of aborting the baby before day 40. Usually does not come up, because usually a woman does not even know she's pregnant until after day 40. So usually it does not come up l'maisa. But that is day 40. You machal Shabbos for a fetus before day 40? It's not a fetus yet? You machal Shabbos? So it could be tali on the makoros for chilul Shabbos. If the makar is, right, yuma pehe, v'chai bahem v'lo shayamas bahem, so this isn't chayet. But if the reason is, chalel Shabbos achas, k'di shiyish ma'shabbos os harbe, then it could be anything that has potential, even if it's not a chayet. It's one of the nafkaminas brought by the Achronim in terms of the different sources for Chilul Shabbos. Okay, so Rav Chisda says, by a human baby, it's 40 days. By Rav Chisda, bibehema, Bekama. What stage does a behema get its status? Meaning, how old does the fetus have to be called a fetus? So that Pasha is going to be pater for Bechari afterwards. So Amalei Rav Papa Labaya, Lav Haina de Zeiri, Dama Zeiri ain't Tina Pachat B'Shalashim Yom. Isn't that what Zeiri meant? But there's no teen of less than 30 days? Meaning, if there's teen of, a significant teen of has to be after 30 days? Isn't that what Zeiri meant? Says the Gemara, no. Hahu lekabel etmar. No, we have Zeiri twice already. No, Zeiri means after Tinuf. How long is it until an animal will accept a Zachar on it? So that's what Zeiri means. But there is no answer given to this question. Interesting, the Rambam here doesn't paskin. He just states that we don't have an answer. Pretty unusual. The Rambam says, Kfar Biyarnu in Dalad Yud Beis in Bechoros. Bekar bi'arnu b'inyan nida, shahavlad ba'adam nigmar la'arboim yom, v'hamapelas l'pachos me'arboim eino vlad. Avo vlad behema, lo amdu chachamim al minyan hayamim, shi'igamer mo. Right? By a behema we don't know. Aval amru, shahamapelas tinuf eino misaberes acharov, v'lo makabelas lad achar l'pachos ploshim yom. Basically quotes our Gemara. That's all he says. Doesn't paskin based on it. He just says we don't know in this case. Okay, that's that. Again, 40 is a major number in Yadus. We know 40 is a lot. 40 Midbar, 40 Mabel, 40 is in the desert. Again, 40 is a unit. Next, Matzino Lokeach Bovi Kochavim. Fine, everything we've spoken about in the past two Prakim has been about buying a Bechor from a non-Jew. And now, in the case that we're talking about, you don't know if it had a firstborn yet or not. Lokeach Mi Yisrael Mai. What happened if you buy an animal from a Jew? And he doesn't say anything at the sale. So you don't know if this animal had a baby yet or not. So what's the halacha? So machlokas. Amar Rav, bechor vaday. It's for sure a bechor, the first animal baby that it has. Dim isa de bichra, because if it already had the firstborn, ishtabuchev mishtabechle. The owner would have told you, because you would have wanted this animal even more. This is a great deal. It's already had its bechorah. Why? Because Rashi says, the first animal is not going to have to go to the kohen. Tosfos says, because the first birth is always very dangerous. So therefore, if you know the first birth is out of the way, you're going to want it. So either way, Rashi and Tosfos, right? So he would have said it. The fact that he didn't say it, it must be it didn't happen yet. Ushmuel Amar, Bechar Safek. No, it's a Bechar Safek. Savar L'shchita Gabayilai. Maybe he didn't tell you because he thought you were using it to shecht. But no Raya Dafka. Ushbi Yochanan Amar, Chulin Vadoin. Opposite. Rabbi Yochanan says it's chulin. My time. You could assume that the firstborn had happened already. Im isa de lo bikra, kivan tiika isurei, odui hu modaloi. Right? If there was an iser, if it didn't have bechor yet, the Rabbi Yochanan says he would have told you. He would have told you. Interesting. Rabbi Yochanan focuses on the ruchnius. Rav focuses on the gashmius. Right? Rav says, if he were on a good deal, he would have told you. Rabbi Yochanan says, man, doesn't want you to do an aveira. I don't know what that's about, but that's the Metzias. Tani Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan says the Brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Domar Chulin. Why? Because the Brisa says Im Lo Hodio. What is this by? See on the side Chulin Pegimel. We have this. This is the context of Osova Esbino. If you buy an animal and then if a seller sells mother and daughter on the same day. Do you have to tell that you sold the daughter today? So we mentioned the mishnah later on. This pesachta four times a year, you could assume that everybody who buys is shechting it today. So you have to tell. So it says im lo hodio. If he didn't tell you, holech v'shochev eino nimna. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry that you're violating osov espino. So you see from there, if there is an iser potentially involved, the Jew would tell you. And if he doesn't tell you, you could assume it's not a problem. So leimetevi tiyuta d'rav Shmuel. So let's say, is this such a great raya as Rabbi Yochanan? Is this a kasha on Rav and Shmuel? So Gemara said, no, maybe there's a difference between Osov es Bino and Bechor. What's the difference? Ha-sam b'mocher talya milsa. Over there, by Osov es Bino, the mocher, it's totally on him. Why is it totally on him? So again, Rashi and Tosfos discuss it, that by Osov es Bino, Rashi quotes fifth line from the bottom, there's a pasuk that alludes to the fact that he has to tell. Yom Echad, Yom HaMiyuchad, right, Tzorech LaHachris. This is a pasuk that alludes to the fact that the Mocher has to tell. And Bahacha B'lokech Tal Yimolsa. But here by Bechor, there is no such pasuk. Okay, Tosfos gives more of a svara for it. By Osov es Bino, why would I assume that the mother was sold today unless you told me? Why would I assume that? So that's why you have to tell me. By Bechor, I know that every animal has a Bechor, so it's my job to find out. I, the Lokeach, I have to find out whether this animal had a firstborn or not. Whose responsibility is it? That is the issue. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tomorrow we'll start with a discussion here in Tosfos of what about trusting a non-Jew with some of these riots, especially according to Rav. According to Rav, the issue is a gashmius issue. So would you trust, if a non-Jew doesn't say anything, is that a riot that this is a Bechor Vadai? So I'll have to talk about that. Tosfos and the Shach and the Achronim all get into the act, and maybe we'll even get into a little bit of Lifnei Iver. Right, Lifnei Iver comes up here as well. We'll see how much time we have. Again, we'll stop here. Again, tonight, there'll be a Daf Be'in Shir on Ruba de Issa Kaman and Ruba de Lessa Kaman.